This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
It's been 3 years since water samples from ponds at Wisconsin frac sand mines showed concentrations of heavy metals up to 4 times higher than state standards. Now, the Department of Natural Resources planning a study to see if the metal from these ponds is leaching from mines and polluting groundwater. But as Rich Kramer reports, 2 similar studies were already underway, aimed at better understanding what's in our water and the sand we mine.
On a ridge just outside the city of Arcadia, a team of geologists with the University of Wisconsin Extension stand around a truck-mounted drilling rig, slowly grinding into the sandstone beneath their feet. Team leader Jay Zambito says they're studying the minerals holding the state's prized frac sand together. They pull a 5-foot core of rock from the drill and lay it in special cardboard boxes. It's beautiful, with layers of green, red, tan, and orange. Zambito says this is where the Tunnel City and Waniwak sandstone formations meet and where their minerals and heavy metals are concentrated. Zambito says the minerals are what keep the metals locked inside the rock formations. His theory is that when miners break the rock up, the minerals might dissolve.
You might be exposing minerals that can easily break down, and those minerals, if they have trace metals present, and those trace metals get into the water, the surface water then becomes poor quality, and then it interacts with the groundwater. Groundwater then becomes of lesser quality.
When the Department of Natural Resources sampled water used by companies to wash frac sand in 2013, it didn't answer the question of whether metals from mines are contaminating water. They found aluminum concentrations 178 times higher than state standards, along with lead and manganese levels 4 times what the agency recommends for groundwater. But the water was cloudy with sediment, and researchers couldn't tell if those metals were in the sediment or the water itself. DNR frac sand specialist Roberta Walls says that's why they're moving forward with a comprehensive groundwater study next year, which could be finished in time for a review of sand mining water pollution permits.
Given the way studies are formulated and analyzed, it's likely that the study would be prepared and ready to go for a review of the next permit issuance. But we do have the ability to make changes to the existing if necessary in between.
The next DNR review of industrial sand mining water permits is scheduled for 2021. But Midwest Environmental Advocates attorney Sarah Gears says residents living near frac sand mines are worried that metals could be getting into their well water now. High concentrations of metals have been shown to cause brain and nerve damage. She says that's why answers can't come soon enough.
For the citizens who rely on groundwater for drinking, for people who fish in the streams around these facilities, it's not good enough to say we're looking into it and we may tell you a few years down the road that indeed, this facility has been polluting water for the past several years.
In a coffee shop in downtown Eau Claire, UW-Eau Claire geology professor Brian Mahoney says worries about heavy metals in groundwater may be overblown. For the past year, he and his students have been sampling rivers and municipal wells in western Wisconsin for heavy metals. So far, the levels are well below drinking water standards.
So it doesn't seem as if there's a lot of material coming off the rock getting into the groundwater. Some certainly, but not very much.
Mahoney wants to chemically test the rock itself to see if exposing it to air and weather could cause metals to bleed from exposed sandstone. But he says that kind of science is expensive, and he's looking for funding.
Ideally, it would be the DNR, could be the Wisconsin Geological Natural History Survey, could be the state legislator. So just to remove any appearance of industry influence on the project whatsoever.
This summer, the DNR began requiring some frac sand mines to test for trace metals in water they discharge into nearby streams. The Wisconsin Industrial Sand Association says that has cost operators tens of thousands of dollars, even though there's no proof what they do is causing metals to leach from the state's hillsides into our groundwater. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.